Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Despite billions invested annually in enterprise development for South African SMMEs, concerns are growing over the long-term effectiveness of these programs. Edge Growth, it's a sustainable development financing organization, and the Gordon Institute of Business Science have now released a white paper. It's called Enhancing Enterprise and Supplier Development Ecosystem Effectiveness. And it essentially analyzes challenges and identifies strategies for improvement. Joining me on the program now is Nabila Valley, who is Head of Business Development at Edge Growth. And Nabila, first of all, then, what are the main gaps in the ESD programs that you have identified?
I mean, you know, the thing about this research is that it's important, and what it does is that it gives you a human-centric feeling to what the issues are. I think just before I get into what those issues are, to frame it for you, SMEs provide 34% of the South African GDP. They also, employ 60% of our labor force, but 70% of them fail within the first 5 years. So enterprise and supply development is at the forefront of helping to reduce that negative stat. So when it comes to this research, it's important to understand that we're unpacking what are the things that we can do better and what are the things that we've done great. So I think just to give you a sense of what that looks like, firstly, it starts off with a philosophy and understanding at a corporate level, and there are three main players in this ecosystem. It's the corporates, it's the SMEs themselves, and then it's the BDS service providers. So when it comes to the first insight, we're seeing that actually your philosophy around SME development and support is very important to understanding whether your programs are going to be effective or not. So that's the first thing. When you have a compliance lens, you're actually just going to stay a tick box corporate. You're not going to be in the game for the long haul. The second one is where your business strategy is tied into your SME development strategy, and you have a triple bottom line approach. That's where SMEs and BDSPs and corporates actually reach a level of cohesion and collaboration. That's where we're making sustainable impact. And I think the last one, Jeremy, from an inside perspective, is that we still have a very long way to go when it comes to measuring impact. What is a theory of change that works for SMEs in the South African ecosystem? And then, you know, depending on the sector you play in, when you want to develop an SME, what is the evidence-based support that you're providing for that SME to grow? So, for example, in a mining or host community, your theory of change for a mining SME is actually to grow their revenue and diversify it away from the mine so that they can sell their products or services in Gauteng, for example.
Why do you think these problems or these gaps exist in spite of the fact that often the funding is there?
Yeah. So I think it's a couple of things. I think there's firstly the reasoning behind why it exists or the problems exist is a lack of collaboration amongst the players in the ecosystem. But then there's also a lack of understanding of what the SME really needs. We've applied this blanket approach to SME development support over the years and said, well, you know, generic stuff work, but it doesn't. It doesn't work in the long haul. And now that ESD is aligning with the elements of SDGs and ESGs, it's becoming more imperative to have a functioning a definition of what change looks like.
So what are those principal pillars of support that are needed then?
So I think it's three main things. Number one is access to skills, but skills that matter to the business, that remove an impediment to growth for that business. So don't teach an SME finance 101 or marketing 101 when they already know that. Teach them or enable them to remove an impediment to growth. So health and safety certification, for example, they can't afford it. So enable that for them, number one. Number two, access to finance. Most of black entrepreneurs in the South African ecosystem cannot access funding at conventional banking institutions. It's too expensive. The credit ratings are not geared up to take into consideration their context.
Often because it's high risk.
Absolutely.
One's got to have some sympathy for the banks.
100%, but then it overgears that business from day one. Mm. And so the reality is that it needs to be access to affordable understanding capital that comes with post-investment support. And then the last one is you can put all the skills you want in a business and all the finance, but if you don't enable access to market opportunities and growing, helping them grow their revenue and their top line, then you just create dependent businesses. So those are the pillars of support that actually need to come together.
What do you think in an ideal world a truly integrated ESD system or ecosystem would look like?
I think in an ideal world, what it would look like is firstly the various partners of this ecosystem playing together, and it would look like cross-sector support and impact, where, you know, sectors are adjacent to each other and they see the value of developing SMEs using their combined enterprise and supply development contributions. It will also look like, you know, us decreasing that failure rate by encouraging youth in South Africa to get into entrepreneurship, but then at the same time helping them along that journey. And yeah, then it will also look like having good impact measurements and metrics that we can then look back and say, look, here's the evidence that shows we've made a difference.
One of the earlier points you made was that the ecosystem itself lacks genuine collaboration. And yeah. I understand that, but isn't the nature of business messy, competitive, it's changing all the time, and it's difficult to solidify the kind of collaboration that you're talking about? It sounds very idealistic to me.
It does sound idealistic, but I think, you know, in the space that we play in, it's much more easier for collaboration. So it's much more easier for collaboration because of the work that we do. So there's elements of support that a funder can do, but will need to collaborate with somebody who's providing capacity building support. And then, you know, off the back of a collaboration with corporates who are seeing joint value in supporting these SMEs. I think it's easier for collaboration in the SME ecosystem and the development space that we play in than any other space to collaborate. So it does sound idealistic, but I think it's achievable.
Just finally then, what do the small businesses themselves need to do to in order to make their voices more strident?
Yeah, so I think the research, what I like about the research is it brings their voice out. So there's 41 interviews and you can hear and feel the emotion of the SMEs. One of the insights says that the SMEs are actually, they're fatigued to go through programs. So I think the thing that they need to do is just, you know, understand or align themselves with initiatives that actually enable change in their business.
Providing they can find those initiatives.
Exactly, exactly. So I think there's work to be done to go and find them, but also on the parts of the corporates and the BDSPs to communicate those programs are available. And this is what they're enabling for the SME. So yeah.
Do you have any sense of optimism?
I do.
Why?
Because I still believe in the work that we're doing, and because I see the change on a daily basis. I see the impact on a daily basis. So when you're sitting across an entrepreneur and he's, you know, is a grown man crying on the phone saying, thank you for the funding because now I don't have to make a decision between my kid's school fees and my employee salary, there's the difference. And that keeps the optimism alive.
Nabila Vali, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate your time. Head of Business Development at Edge Growth. It is an SME development fund.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.